The Wind and I by A. Woor, age 13. The wind whispers in my ear, its voice soft and clear, a language only I can understand as it sweeps across the land. It tells tales of distant places, of far-off lands and hidden spaces. It carries secrets on its breath, stories of life and death. Sometimes it sings a gentle tune, caressing leaves under the moon. Other times it howls and roars, shaking trees and slamming doors. The wind speaks of freedom and flight, its words like feathers taking flight. It dances through the fields and meadows, a symphony of whispers and echoes. It speaks of love and loss, of dreams carried on its toss. It carries the scent of the ocean, bringing memories and emotions. The wind speaks to me in a language unknown, a voice that is all its own. "See," says the wind, as he brushed past my skin. "He converses for eternities, but forever I will not be bored. His chilly touch was very like a wintry blow. My solace, why do you come so slow? I crave for my warmth, but that I will not receive. It's quite witty how he tries to deceive. Told me that the bitter was pleasure, but once I realized it wasn't a time for leisure, he whistled, and his wind made my heart stagger. As he slowly got colder, the night got blacker. It was numbing, so I froze, as did my core, and my cheeks got redder. Reaching for my breath, I thought I was reaching for heaven. Oh, raw wind, can you cool it? Not your temperature, you're going to make me lose it. Here's the reality. You don't only freeze me. Your aura surrounds us all, and most of us say, free me. I know you are my unapparent companion, a friend who speaks without abandon. Yes, you are my guide, and yes, in your melody, I find the divine.